It's Tuesday, September 10, 2024.
It's not surprising that we see this heat wave, that we see these temperature extremes, and we are bound to see more.
The planet just endured the hottest summer ever recorded again. Extreme heat and fires broil the West as Storm Francine threatens the U.S. Gulf Coast. Plus,
we're out of water.
State Agriculture Commissioner warns parts of Texas have run dry.
All of those warnings and more straight ahead from BradBlog.com. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
Stand by for 6 minutes of independent green news, politics, analysis, and snarky comment.
We have much bigger problems out here. It was 104 today here. It was 118 in the valley. Oh, God. I was sweating like J.D. Vance in a donut shop.
Wow. This is your Green News Report. I'm gonna soak up the sun. Okay, Desi Doyen. Yes, it's hot out here, and it's still hot out here. Hopefully, over the next 24 hours or so, it will finally cool down out here in Southern California. Until then, I'll be over in the corner melting into a puddle.
Well, first, the planet just lived through the hottest summer on record for the second straight year. Summer 2024, that's June, July, and August, surpassed 2023 as the hottest summer globally, according to Europe's climate service, Copernicus. Climate scientists say the string of record global temperatures underscores the urgency of reducing greenhouse gas emissions to prevent future summers from becoming even hotter. The heat fueled widespread impacts across all continents, from droughts, deadly heat waves, wildfires, and of course, storms and floods, like in Vietnam, where the strongest typhoon in at least a decade struck on Saturday. More than 60 people are confirmed dead there. Here in the U.S., as we go to air, the record hot Gulf of Mexico is fueling the rapid intensification of Tropical Storm Francine, forecast to hit the Gulf Coast as a hurricane, bringing rain and flooding to areas still recovering from Hurricane Beryl.
And again, it was one of these hurricanes, a tropical storm for now, that sort of developed, spun up out of nowhere over 24 hours.
Yep, and now a new Columbia University study confirms that thanks to man-made climate change driven by the burning of fossil fuels, hurricanes today are now twice as likely to jump to a Category 3, 4, or 5 than storms did 40 or 50 years ago because of hotter oceans. The researchers project that we will see even more storms leveling up into Category 3 or higher in coming decades. Here's meteorologist Dr. Jeff Berardelli.
That matters because as your winds increase in hurricanes, the damage potential does not go up linearly. It goes up exponentially.
Unfortunately, Francine's rains won't help South or West Texas. The state's agriculture commissioner, Sid Miller, on Monday warned that farms are closing in parts of West Texas and the Rio Grande Valley because they are out of water. The shortfall is due to a complex combination of water disputes with Mexico, overpumping of groundwater by big agricultural growers, and the fracking industry, which uses up millions of gallons of fresh water for every well.
Well, what do you want? Water or energy? Apparently, we got to choose between them both.
And overall, climate change is also drying out the West. In an interview with local news, Miller called on state leaders to do more.
We got to stop wasting water. We have the federal government has several programs to replace infrastructure. We're just not tapping into those like we should be.
Oh, like that infrastructure bill passed almost entirely by Democrats? Okay.
A dangerously intense heat wave is broiling the western U.S., generating wildfires. More than 2 million acres are currently burning across the West. The biggest are in California, Nevada, and Idaho. In San Bernardino, California, east of Los Angeles, evacuations are underway from the Line Fire, which quadrupled in size over the weekend. The intense heat in Southern California caused a natural gas plant to trip offline, but the state's grid is holding up after rapidly expanding its resources of utility-scale solar plants and batteries over just the last year.
Renewable energy, saves the day again.
Finally, Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump late last week vowed to claw back all unspent funding from President Biden's Inflation Reduction Act if he wins the November election. So the Biden administration is racing to push out billions in clean energy and infrastructure funding. Biden announced another tranche of more than $7 billion for rural communities across the country for grid repairs and clean energy projects. It's the biggest investment in rural electricity since the New Deal, but it is an open question as to whether or not rural Americans will ever hear about it.
Well, we're trying to let them know. For much more on all of these stories and the ones we couldn't get to today, check out our website at greennews.bradblog.com. Find, follow, and share us planet-wide on the Facebooks, Mastodons, and sites still known as Twitter at Green News Report. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
And this has been your Green News Report.